Kunstradio. Radio Kunst.
Schönen guten Abend zum heutigen Kunstradio. Es begrüßt Sie Elisabeth Zimmermann. Für die heute am Programm stehende Radioperformance Telefunken Twins begrüße ich die beiden Radiokünstlerinnen Anna Fries und Konrad Gorbiewski hier im Hörspielstudio RP4 des Wiener Funkhauses. Herzlich willkommen. Hallo.
Hallo.
Hallo, thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. Die kanadische Radiokünstlerin und Performerin Anna Fries verbindet eine lange Geschichte und viele Projekte mit dem Kunstradio. Während es eine Premiere für das Kunstradio ist, mit dem dänisch, polnisch, isländisch, deutschen Medien- und Soundkünstler Konrad Gorbiewski zusammenzuarbeiten. Die beiden Künstlerinnen sind unter anderem auch in das Künstlerkollektiv Skála in Ostisland involviert. Was macht eigentlich Skála aus? What is Skála doing? And do you have an example of a project you have worked on?
Yes, Skála is an artist-run collective organization and also a nomadic curatorial platform. Which started and was established in 2012 in, as you said, East Iceland, and that's the base, the current base. But as we travel quite a lot,
all that's over nomadic.
Yeah, it has to be this way. There is no other way for us to do this, as we are doing this out of passion, as Kunstradio also is doing their thing. So it is a very passion based. Artist One Collective, and the name I think is interesting to explain a little bit. Skála is named Skála in the honor of the Icelandic pioneer of electronic music, Magnus Blöndal Johansson, who was also starting his career as Anna and me in independent radio. So he was basically sitting after hours and starting working with analog equipment, and many of us I think started this way.
And an example of a recent project is that we just curated a series for Australian National Radio that was commissioned by the Creative Audio Unit for the Soundproof program there. And it began with a prologue piece, which Konrad and I created together in Iceland, and it's called Trilogy for Night and Radio, and involves Morse code signals and an exchange of messages across distance and this reflection on the feeling of darkness coming to the north. And then we invited four other artists, including Tumi Magnusson from Iceland and Fernando Godoy from Chile and Jana Vinderen from Norway and Christina Kubisch from Germany, to each create episodes that also related to this idea of remoteness and the feeling of distance. So they each did a different program related to that, ranging from using underwater sounds to the sound of a single stroke, you know, a double stroke engine traveling up and down a fjord, to sounds from a copper mine in the mountains of Chile.
And were they all already broadcast, all the pieces, or they were all on air, or is still some to come?
No, the project has just finished its first airing on Australian radio, but it can still be heard off of their podcast system. So the last program just aired at the end of March.
Oh, very good. So
the conclusion will also be that we actually will do an extension of the project by releasing a few samples of the artist's work, which was actually not used in the original pieces, on flexi discs, which are these very beautiful old-fashioned discs, which were used as something you can send over distance.
Yes, they're actually like postcards, as if you could take a record and send it as a postcard, a little flexible postcard.
That would be the physical evidence of that project, and a little bit of a visit card, I think.
Yes,
for the project.
And you can also do them in different colors.
Yes.
When I remember right.
That's right.
So, und für die heutige Live-Radio-Performance haben Anna Fries und Konrad Gorbiewski hier im Studio RP4 nicht nur Aufnahmen von zwei alten Telefunken-Kassettendecks vorbereitet, sondern sie haben auch verschiedene Radiosender und Empfänger, Effekte und selbstgemachte Instrumente aufgebaut. Und sie benutzen im Studio gefundene Dinge wie ein Klingelboard mit so alten Türglocken und Klingeln drauf. Da die beiden alten Telefunkengeräte auch im poetischen Titel im Vordergrund stehen, würde ich gerne wissen, wo ihr diese gefunden habt. So, where did you find the Telefunkens?
Well, actually it was at the flea market in Berlin, in Schöneberg, in the Rathaus Schöneberg on a Sunday morning, one very sunny Sunday morning. Then we spotted the first Telefunken sitting at the stand of an older man. He convinced us that it was in good shape and it was worth the money, and so we bought it and took it home, and it was very functional. So it's from the 1970s, which means it still has the Radio Luxembourg press button, and it has a cassette deck on it that works, and the dial lights up. So they're very handsome, and they also have tonal control and other things. And then I pretty much immediately went on to eBay and found the exact same kind of radio for sale elsewhere in Germany and had it shipped to the place I was staying. So within 3 days, we had two completely identical Telefunkens, Telefunken Bajazzo cassette radio decks sitting in the apartment. So that was the beginning of the project.
Yeah, and maybe also a metaphor for what we're actually doing tonight, because we are using a lot of analog equipment, which of course is a passion as well. And it's just a very beautiful and particular thing to work with in sound art and electronic music, very different from the digital technology.
Well, it's also because these older radios, they have their own personality, they have their own flaws. One of them, the cassette deck, runs very slowly and kind of out of tempo. So with each one, you work with its condition, whether it's a little bit broken or unstable, as we like to say. And we have a number of other unstable instruments here with us tonight that either are involved in feedback systems or walkie-talkies or dictaphones that are only partially working or run on also in different speeds. So we really use the condition of the technology and collaborate with the technology in order to make the sounds that we're making.
So it's not only an improvisation between the two of you, but also a kind of interaction, surprise, improvisation with the unstable system.
That's right.
Yes, I think that's very important in performance these days. I mean, the days where I was standing in front of a computer on the stage are over. That's very long time ago. It's simply not interesting enough. What is interesting, maybe it's to relate to what you're doing in a sense that you release yourself from any kind of control. So that's what we're aiming. It's actually an aim to respond immediately to what you hear. So listening is an active part of the performance.
So that was that also like one of the basic ideas behind the Telefunken Twins project?
Mm-hmm. Because initially when we were doing it as a live concert, we began by just playing, each of us playing the two Telefunken radios and listening to the sounds that came from them. So it was about being in relationship with each other and with the audience, but also with these radios. So the radios were definitely the performers, which is why it was called Telefunken Twins.
So good. Then I would say we start and I just say one little sentence in German, okay?
Excellent.
Nun aber zu den Telefunken Twins von Anna Fries und Konrad Korobiewski. Viel Vergnügen.
Thank you. Joseph Merritt's house. It's 770-660. Just called up to say hi and see how you're doing. Talk to you later, bye.
Thank you.
Telefunken-Twins von Anna Fries und Konrad Korobiewski, live aus dem Studio RP4 des Wiener Funkhauses. Die Radioperformance wurde unterstützt vom dänischen Kunstfonds. Am kommenden Dienstag um 21 Uhr gibt es eine weitere Live-Performance der beiden Radiokünstlerinnen im Rahmen der Veranstaltung Brutto meets Ö1 Kunstradio im Brutt im Künstlerhaus Wien. Außerdem im letzten Brutto der Saison die ungewöhnliche Band Broken Heart Collector. Noch ein weiterer Hinweis: Am Montag um 20 Uhr findet im ORF Radiokulturhaus im Zauberberg die Vorpremiere des Hörstücks Wer bist du? Des Autors und Herausgebers des Literaturfolders Flugschrift bei freiem Eintritt statt. Dieter Sperdl bat für die Ö1 Hörspielabteilung 28 Menschen unterschiedlicher Berufe und Berufungen eine einzige Frage zu beantworten. Wer bist du? Mehr Informationen jederzeit im Netz bei kunstradio.at und bei Ö1 online. Eine weiterhin angenehme Nacht mit Österreich 1 wünschen Elisabeth Zimmermann und für die Technik Robert Bafletzka und Manuel Radinger.
Österreich 1.
0 Uhr. Die Nachrichten.